Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie.
And I'm Art Malin.
And welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Bob Schuster down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And we're also talking with one of the top guides over in Minnesota, Tom Newstrom, about walleye fishing, and also with tournament angler Tony Puccio. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Hayward Power Sports is proud to feature Sun Tracker, the world's best-selling pontoons. During the Gear Up for Summer promotion, purchase a 24-foot Sun Tracker Party Barge DXL and get a $2,000 Bass Pro Shop gift card. It comes loaded with comfortable seating for up to 12, swim platform, plenty of storage, and the exclusive Quick Flip Bimini system. It's the definition of fun and comes with a 10-year warranty. Plus, find the rest of the Tracker family with guaranteed pricing at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop in for their great lunch menu, and you can enjoy your lunch right out on their deck. Lynn's also has fresh cut-to-order steaks, as well as a great selection of brats and sausages for those great summer cookouts. Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, jerky, cheese curds, and much, much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Get ready, Hayward area. Get set, accelerate at Timber Ford of Hayward. Come on in and check out our booming pre-owned inventory with pricing that can't be beat, like our 2013 Ford Focus SE for $11,900 or our 2008 Jeep Wrangler Limited Hardtop with soft top included, only one owner, and priced at $19,499. Check out our just-in 2011 Mercury Grand Marquis LS in excellent condition and priced to sell at $8,899. These deals won't last long. Timber Ford, we're commitment-driven and community-focused.
We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and guess who's back to help and co-host today? Mr. Art Malin. Morning, Art.
Good morning. It's nice to be here. It's nice to be up, quite frankly.
Yeah, it's been a long ordeal, I guess, but we got Bob Schuster in here, too.
Morning, John. Morning, Art.
Morning, John.
And you know, Mark, he says, both of us.
The fishing. What's been going on in the fishing, Bob? What do you hear?
With this warm-up, the panfish are in skinny water or shallow water, and it sounds like every angler that wants to go out on any given lake just about will do well on bluegills and pumpkin seed. And some crappie action. Bass action's been pretty decent. Our bass club on Wednesday was out to Spooner Lake, and everybody brought fish in. So that being said, the pike action and walleye action have been okay.
That's been a problem. The walleye action really has been kind of unreasonable this spring, and I can't understand why. There's weeds out there. There's stuff to eat out there, but you can't seem to get on them.
Yeah.
At least that's the experience that's been given to me from guys.
Yeah, and there's been a few lakes that stand out. I know the Flowage, they did quite well on walleyes out there, and there's a couple of lakes down by south of here, down by Stone Lake, that they've been doing pretty exceptional. But interesting enough, you said the weed growth, and now it's starting to come, but it was slow in the making here this year just because of unseasonably low temps.
Talk about unseasonably low. A friend of mine lives 11 miles south of me.
You know, we were talking about the panfish earlier. That was kind of weird all spring. You know, I had good crappie action on opening weekend in one or two spots. And then it was just variable all the whole time. And then when that cold came in, it really kind of killed it. Didn't see any bluegills at all until this last week as we're recording this. They started coming in. They really were coming in hard. And the bluegill action was real good. Now I don't know how long that'll last.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll go on for a little bit here. And, of course, the bass are coming in, starting to spawn, smallmouth and largos, both reports on various lakes. Interesting, you mentioned the crappie, and it started to warm up, and they moved in.
In and out,
and hopefully they'll make the trip back in, because I was talking to Max Walters and he was telling me about how crappie is one of the, I think the only species that he, or one of the few, that will try to do its thing, this, and after a few tries, it will give up and just the females
will digest. They'll just absorb their eggs, yep, and that's it. I mean, you will have it or you won't have it.
Yeah, I had crappies out over, surrounded on humps surrounded by deep water that I was catching here a couple of weeks ago, that already still had full of eggs yet in them, so they were anywhere close to where they would spawn at. But you know, the thing was that I think what happened was is that you had groups come in. You'd have one group come in and they'd spawn, and then another group. And because what you saw, what I saw anyhow, was that instead of finding crappies and bluegills, you actually together in a whole bunch of places, you'd find them in one spot and nothing here, nothing here, nothing here. And then tomorrow they wouldn't be in that spot. You found them, they'd be in another spot. So, but you had to keep looking constantly.
Yeah, John, and I heard reports of guys out in deeper water catching them, but also there were some bays that warmed up, and that's why I believe they were there. I know Steve Kaner and I were out bass fishing a couple of weeks ago, and we found that night we found 58.2 degrees, and we found bass. It was just a great evening to be out there, because it was not every cast, but we caught our share.
Temperature gauge watching that was real critical this week.
Well, the other thing that you have a little problem is if you're fishing in 2 to 3 feet of water, it's kind of hard to use your locator to find anything.
Yeah. It's eyeballs. Yeah. It's polarized glasses and eyeballs.
Right. Well, there's a couple of shows on TV. Because I had this surgery, I've been watching TV and watching some of these fishing shows, which are interesting. There's a guy out there right now that's fishing with a 9-foot rod for crappie, and he's just spot fishing. He sees a crappie and just drops a rig down there and boom, like that, boom. I don't think that's much fun.
Heard much on muskies.
Opening weekend, I got a few reports from Stevie Jensen, who works here and was out guiding. I think his first day he had 5 fish. And I have seen some, but not an overabundance yet.
Well, you know, one of the things that we talked about earlier, walleye fishing, and walleyes have been shallow. And I'm going to take a break right now and hear from some of our fine sponsors. I come back, I've got one of the more well-known Minnesota guides over there, Tom Newstrom. Tom's going to do a talk a little bit about shallow water walleyes, real shallow in the weeds. So let's take that break right now and come back to hear that interview.
Get ready for fishing this year at Hayward Bait and Bottle. They have a huge selection of lures, rods, reels, tackle, boating supplies, live bait, and much more. In the bottle shop, they also have a huge selection of beer, wine, and liquor. And if you're looking for that new dock or boat lift for your lakefront this year, stop in at Hayward Bait and Bottle and check out the quality ShoreMaster lineup. For over 40 years, ShoreMaster has covered the waterfront with world-class docks designed to help people enjoy their waterfront experience to the fullest. Get more dock for your dollar with ShoreMaster at Hayward Bait and Bottle in Hayward.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports provides you the ultimate fishing experience with Lund Boats. Lund's exclusive IPS hull provides precise boat control and a soft, dry ride, no matter how rough the water is. Add in Lund's state-of-the-art live wells, ultra-comfort seats, and ample storage, and you're ready to fish like a pro. Plus, Lund Boats hold their value like no other. I'm Johnny, and I want to show you the ultimate fishing experience with a Lund from Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77. Or call us at 715-462-3674.
Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to the freshwater angler boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on a 2017 $18,000 Alumacraft boat powered by a 50-horse Mercury outboard sponsored by John's Motorsports in Hayward. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highway 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily from 9:30 a.m. till 4 p.m.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402 or Art Malin at 715-865-2336, or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and helping our co-host in today is Art Malin. I had a chance to talk to Tom Newstrom. This is an interview I've had for a while, but it's pertinent for this year, especially with the walleyes being shallow. And that's where I've talked to Tim Duffy and a bunch of people. They're seeing these fish in extremely shallow water, visually seeing them.
I think that's true, but I think a little bit depends upon the coloration of the water that you're fishing.
It does. I mean, they stay shallow more in dark water, but they've been seeing them in the clear water lakes in real shallow water.
I think that one of the reasons for that, John, is there's an emergence of insects in the shallower water that's warmer. I think they're coming in there to feed.
And they got the weeds too. So anyway, let's hear what Tom had to say about fishing for them in shallow water. And we come back, we've got even more on your outdoors. Talking to Tom Newstrom. And Tom, I know that you guide all summer long and you fish in the wintertime too.
And
most of the guys know you as one of the best jig fishermen out there. And you catch a lot of walleyes.
I like to, John. It's my favorite fish to fish for. And that's what most people book me for. But, you know, it's crappies and bass. And, you know, you do some other species too. You can't just live by walleyes alone. But it still is my favorite fish to fish for.
You know, guys are going after walleye. Sometimes I know a lot of guys will struggle for walleyes, and anybody can at one time or another. But what kind of tips can you give them on locating walleyes?
You know, use a map. It's really good information, John, at a bait shop. Start with that. Get yourself a map. Even talk to the bait shop owner if you know a guide in the area, or you can call a guide. A lot of guys will always be willing to give you areas to fish, but concentrate your efforts on likely looking spots. And you know, sometimes, John, I find a spot that just looks good. I mean, it's not something that I knew about, but it looked good, and all of a sudden it becomes one of my favorite spots because I took the time to look at a map, I looked the time to go over there with my electronics, find the spot, and catch a few fish. And you know what it's always about up here in the brain, that, hey, I did the right thing and these fish bit. And you know, and you can utilize that on almost any body of water. I don't care where you go.
There's a reason usually they're there, though, and it could be that anything from the temperature to the forage, food, what?
It could, yeah, the food is a real important thing, especially with walleyes. Comfort is important. I think there's a lot more fish shallow these days that we chase than we ever thought of years ago. A lot of it is weeds, but most of it is driven by food. Water temperature is important, but I think the food is number one. And I agree with you. Those are things that, you know, you got to think about beyond the box. If you want to be successful, you got to think beyond the box.
Well, Tom, you know, when it comes to walleye fishing and looking for walleyes, one of the things that I know you do a lot of jig fishing. How do you make a choice on jig size, jig weight, and the conditions?
I like to use as light a jig, John, as I can. The only time sometimes I'll go to a little heavier jig in shallow water is if I'm moving really quick. So it's an aggressive way to trigger fish sometimes. Like I'll use a quarter where normally you use an eighth or a sixteenth, and I will move at a quicker pace. Sometimes that's what they want. I've always been a big believer, John, in give them what they want. But I like a lighter jig, as light as I can get away with, and it seems to work the best for me and has over the years. Eighth would probably be my favorite size jig.
But you can actually still fish an 8-ounce jig even faster. I mean, doesn't mean you're always fishing slow finesse presentation.
No, not at all, not at all. You know, I think sometimes when the water's really flat, calm, I'll go to a 16th where, you know, I'm kind of trickling down the weeds or over the top of rocks. I'll work it a little slower sometimes because the fish don't always move. Everybody thinks, well, the water went flat and they moved out to deep water. That's one of the most untrue statements that was ever made. But we all learned that lesson. A lot of them go into cover. And if you want to go into cover after them, sometimes you got to go light and finesse. But, you know, I like to move quick. I like to cover water and a little heavier jig and move fast. And sometimes that makes a big difference.
I think you've said before, a lot of times one of the biggest mistakes people make is they fish actually too slow.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. They do fish too slow. I've seen so many guys just crawl along, just a snail's pace, and they're not getting bit. And if they would have stepped up the pace a little bit. Another thing, John, too, that we've been doing in the summer is pulling spinners shallow. I know a lot of guys like this bottom bouncer presentation, you know, in that 8 to 15, 20 feet. And we're actually going into 4, 5, and 6 feet in the weeds and pulling spinners with a half a crawler or a minnow. And we're catching a lot of walleyes in the dead of summer when the water's warm, because they're in there. They're in there eating.
They're up shallow.
And they're up shallow.
Well, Tom, you know, when it comes to walleye fishing, I know a lot of times the guys are know you as a jig fisherman, but there's a time and a place for trolling, too. And yeah, you talked about it on another piece here with us, but trolling is important, too, and especially shallow sometimes.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we pull shad wraps real shallow. Like, I like a number 5 shallow runner sometimes and let 5, 6, 7 feet of water. I'm running about 90 feet of line out. I love line counter reels. It really kind of dials into the not only the proper depth that the bait is going to run, but it gives me an idea of how much line to let out all the time when I'm fishing with customers. I use braid. I use 832 braid, and I like that because it cuts the water really good. It gives me a little more depth sometimes. If I pick the speed up, I might gain another foot by pulling braid when I'm pulling cranks. But again, you know, that shallow water bite for people that want to fish walleyes, you got to learn to fish it, because if you don't, you're passing over a lot of possibilities that you never saw before.
But trolling doesn't automatically mean you catch fish, but it is another method.
Yeah, and you cover a lot of water, John. You cover, you know, you're not so dialed into one little small area. And, you know, it's a presentation.
Well, thanks a lot, Tom, for
thanks,
talking to
John.
Our listeners.
Always a pleasure.
Well, you know, he's an interesting guy to talk to and listen to. We do need to take another break right now and hear from more of our fine sponsors. We come back, we've got another interview and more on your outdoors.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Attention pet owners! Dr. Ostrander is excited to announce the addition of veterinarian Dr. Abby Stoll to the staff of Hayward Animal Hospital. Dr. Abby comes from a family with a strong veterinarian tradition. Her grandfather, brother, and cousin are all veterinarians, and her father is an elk biologist. She has a passion for animals. Dr. Abby is intelligent, experienced, kind, and compassionate. Come meet this extraordinary woman at Hayward Animal Hospital, located on Highway B.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Art Malin. And Art, we're talking about a lot of different things on here. One of the guys that talks about walleyes, we've had him on the show lots of times, is, I think you know him from down in the Madison area, Tony Puchel. I mean, Tony, he fished around a lot of times. And right now we've got all these bug hatches going on. He had a lot to say about that.
It's interesting, and listen to what he's saying, because you might learn something, and it might help you if you're going to be catching walleyes.
You know, when we get back after that interview, we're going to have some tips on that too. So let's hear what he had to say, and we'll be back right after that.
Tony, you know, walleye fishing's popular, and a lot of people get out there, and they really find it hard to catch walleyes, find walleyes, and catch them. A couple of tips that maybe you can give our listeners that maybe help them be a little more successful out there when it comes to catching walleyes?
Well, let's start with a clear water lake, okay, versus a stained water lake. In the spring, when the walleyes get done spawning, in most clear water lakes, they'll move out to the first edge and kind of hang around there, feed shallow, and move back, feed shallow, move back. And I think the most important thing in clear water lakes is finding the bait fish. Because if you find bait fish, predator fish will be nearby. I found this to be true in clear water lakes, even on the Great Lakes. Very, very popular on the Great Lakes. In fact, I've been in situations where I've caught walleyes, not marking any fish, but marking bait fish. And lots of times they'll lay on the bottom and then they get a spark and boom, they'll shoot up, you know. And when you're pulling bouncers and spinners with a minnow or a leech or, you know, when you're covering ground like that and you're marking some bait fish, circle that area and work it from 8 to 15, 16 feet, springtime. Then, as the water gets warmer, once the water gets 60, not only do you want to watch for bait, but you want to watch for bug hatches. Now, I can just give you, for instance, in my lake in Madison, Wisconsin, Lake Wabisa, usually when the water gets to be 58 to 62, the bugs start hatching. And they'll start coming up, and you'll mark on your depth finder humps in the water that were never there before. So if you're familiar with the lake, and all of a sudden you're marking these humps that were never there before, they're not really humps, they're bugs hatching out of the water, and they're starting to come up. And the best way to fish those is usually with a half a crawler on a slow death rig. And a slow death rig is a special kind of hook. Two Turn makes one, Mustad makes one. We at Bait Rigs make a slow death rig. What it does is that worm spins in a circle as you pull it. And you work those slow, about a mile an hour max, and pull that half a crawler through that bait, through that, you know, those bugs down there, and the walleyes will annihilate them.
Tony, you know, when you're talking about bug hatches and fishing bug hatches, I've noticed that too, is that you can actually see those bug hatches coming up off the bottom on your depth finder, and sometimes it's a hump and sometimes it's little specks down there. You actually see those bugs, and that's when the fish actually start to feed. It's not when the bugs get up on top. It's all over by that.
That's exactly. You know, you want to, the fish don't follow the bugs up to the top. As they're coming up, and those walleyes and the northerns are down there too, and believe it or not, I've caught big bluegills and crappies doing that same thing with a half a crawler. They're down there eating those bugs too. And, you know, that hatch starts, and then once the hatch is over, then they go back to roaming. And walleyes are just like any other fish. They follow the food. So when you're in big, big bodies of water, the best thing to do is find the bait fish or find the bait or find the bug hatch or whatever, depending on time of year. Okay? Stained water lakes are no different. But when you have lakes that have a lot of structure, okay, once that, usually there's always bait around the structure, sunken humps, long points, you know. So you need to work those long points. You need to work the inside turns all the way out to the points in different depths of water, back and forth, back and forth. If you catch a fish, you want to mark that spot. If you don't have a GPS in your boat, throw a marker buoy out. Then work that area. You don't get another fish in 15, 20 minutes, you had a loner. Pick up your marker and move on. And the best situations in those, when you're working that structure, is any kind of inline weight or a bottom bouncer with a live bait rig, or even, you know, power bait and gulp. You can put a gulp minnow on a single hook and pull it, you know. If you're in an area where you got problems getting bait, gulp minnows are excellent. We're using them a lot. The gulp leeches, been fantastic. Certain times of the day, they'll just attack that artificial stuff, you know. I've had good luck, and I've had luck, you know, I mean, I've had bad luck. So don't be afraid to try that stuff.
Well, you know, what he was talking about, a lot of it was fishing with crawler rigs and crawler harnesses and bottom bouncing and stuff like that, but just plain trolling. Trolling in the summertime, if you can't catch fish any other way, sometimes trolling, keeping it real simple, just a little number five shad wrap or like the little flicker shad, number five flicker shad. You drill that thing 30, 40 feet behind the boat. Don't have to worry about long line trolling and line counters or anything else. Just get it behind the boat or off the side of the boat on a little mini planer board, and usually you'll catch fish because there's a lot of fish out there suspended.
Trolling is more than just saying trolling. What kind of speed are we talking about?
Usually with the crankbaits, you try to get in that 2 to 2.5 mile an hour range if you can. And that's kind of easy to do now if you've got the GPS, because the GPS gives you a very accurate speed on stuff.
Right, and that's important, because if you're going too fast, you're not going to get them. You're going too slow, you're not going to get them. The other thing you can do is in the evening, I've had a lot of luck doing this, John, is just going near the shore, staying about 35, 40 feet offshore, and just casting in with a rapala of some kind, usually a light color or a dark color. And it's amazing. Sometimes a little sinker about a foot and a half in front of these surface-going Rapalas will really help you out.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you really want to take it technical, one of the most deadly ways of catching fish is fishing with lead line. I mean, lead line, if you take your lead line, that's all marked in basically increments. And usually about three colors out is going to put you with most like floating Rapala right in the area that you need to be. And that's where a lot of these bug hatches and stuff are rising up. You can see that stuff on your depth finders now, Art. Depth finders are so good. The new hummingbirds, I literally, before this one big hatch came out when all the dragonflies showed up, I kind of figured that was dragonflies I was seeing on my depth finder, and the nymphs coming up off the bottom. And you can kind of tell by looking after you've done it long enough, and the equipment is so sensitive that I knew there was something else coming up with it too, and there was a bunch of midges coming up with it.
But the other thing that's happening, John, for those people who are out camping, there's a lot more ticks right now. And one of the reasons is there's been a global warming going on, so you have longer summers and shorter winters. And I didn't realize this, but there's a product called permethrin, P-E-R-M-E-T-H-R-I-N. You spray that on your clothes, and the ticks get on you, it'll kill them. All you have to do is spray your clothes real good, dry it, let them dry out, and they'll take 30, 40 washings. The other thing that you want to use, obviously, is DEET, D-E-E-T. Now, if you get a tick and it's embedded, you got to take a tweezer, lift that guy out real slow, try not to break the head off in your skin, put a little bacteria on there, antibacterial on that spot, put that tick in a plastic bag and put a date on it. Now watch your tick bite area. If it gets red, you want to eventually talk to your doctor, but at least you've got the tick that bit you and the likelihood of finding out whether that tick has the disease, Lyme's disease, you'll have the information available.
Interesting. You know, the one thing I want to kind of, as we wrap up the show here, you know, when you're out there during the summertime and for the people up here vacationing and stuff, you know, during the day sometimes may not be the best prime time to be out there fishing. The early morning, the evenings, and even after dark are probably going to be some of your key times to be out there for the best action. And kind of go do your basic tourist things in there, or whatever you want to do during the day. Unless you're a musky fisherman, then kind of all day can be a good time too.
Yeah, you never know with muskies, John. You just never know. But you're really right. If you don't want to get, you know, if you're taking your kids out, don't take them out in the middle of the day and expect to get fish necessarily. Take them out in the evening. Take them out in the morning. But don't stay out there too long. If they want to get off the lake, get off the lake.
A couple of things I want to wrap up with, too, is I was talking to you earlier. A couple of things I want to talk about. Maybe a blatant product plug, I don't care, but you know what? I got a product this year called a bow step. It's a set of steps that goes on the front of your boat trailer. And I've had so many people comment and seen it at boat landings. It folds up and it just flops down when you get ready to put your boat back on the trailer. Drive the boat up on the trailer and I walk right out of the boat. I mean, I don't have to crawl over the front of the boat or walk over the boat. And they started, I think, about $250, and there's one, and then it's two, one for $250 and I think one for $299. But it's just a really kind of cool product.
What's the name of the company?
Bow Step. It's made by a company, but you can find the information at Bowstep, BOWSTEP.com. Another little product, you know, as I get older, my eyes, there's a little product called Tie Pro. You drop a little jig or a hook into it, slide your line through the hole and twist it a few times, and you got a fisherman's knot. It works really good. That you can find at TYEPRO.com, TyePro.com. There's a lot of interesting things, and I'm going to talk about some of that stuff as we go through the summer here.
To back up just a little bit, when I was talking about ticks, I was thinking, where are the products? And I've looked in our right here in Hayward Bait and Tackle, and they have both DEET and they have permethrin. Yep. So it's right here. You don't have to go very far to get it.
Worse. Well, Art, you know, we're out of time for this week. I want to remind folks that if you miss a show, you can listen to that show on our website, our podcast. I find that at WNORadio.net. We air this show on three different stations, WHSM AM, WHS FM, and on the New Cabin FM. Yeah, on both Saturday morning and Sunday mornings, you can listen to it. But, like, again, you can always get it on our website, too. we're out of time for this week.
We have to have more little hunters and fishers in the future, so take that little guy or gal fishing.
We'll see you again next week, folks. Sink in your easy chair. Come on along, listen with me. I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.